The Business News Hour is brought to you by the Greater Des Moines Partnership, the economic and community development organization serving Central Iowa, DesMoinesMetro.com, and Arion Technology, HR and contact center solutions, all under one roof at AUREON.com.
And welcome back to the Friday edition of the Business News Hour. As always, we're grateful that you are hanging out with us. And what do we do each and every Friday in this segment? We do our restaurant of the week. And this week, we get to, well, we don't have to travel very far because actually we share a wall, so to speak. Magnolia on Locust is right next door to our studios. And we have in studio Ann Baldwin and Chef Nico, both here from Magnolia. Welcome to the Business News Hour, guys. Good to have you here.
Well, thank you for having us.
So, Nico and I go back a long way. How are you doing, my friend?
Doing great. Miss having you as my bartender on Saturday nights.
We did have that little stint, didn't we, for a while. But I need to tell you, Ann, I was in your restaurant two nights ago, as a matter of fact. And it was always a pleasure. What I like about it, no televisions. It's got great music, and the staff is wonderful. So let's talk a little bit about the idea of Magnolia, Ann. Tell us about that.
Well, I think we decided that we would take it over about April of 2016. And I used my architects that I always use, and they have some great designers. And I said, you know, I think it was our 12th business here in the metro.
Yeah.
And I had been at Wellman's out in West Des Moines,
sure,
a sports bar that is, you know, very, very loud and a lot of sports. And I said, let's build something that has absolutely no TVs, is peaceful, it's nice and quiet. And it's very feminine.
Yeah.
I mean, in contrast to where I'd been for the last 7 years. And had wonderful designers come in, and we went for this Yonkers Tea Room idea of a place for women to come in and enjoy.
That is, now I get it. You know, it does look a bit like the old Yonkers Tea Room, doesn't it?
Yeah, and it's got this little fancy but comfortable aspect to it. And we focused on wine, which right now I think we have, 46 total wines in there that you can choose from. A lot by the glass, some by the bottle, and I have six champagnes, the sangrias, homemade every day,
right.
And I focused on a lot of drinks that I like and my girlfriends like.
Why not?
And I thought, well, we'll do this and see if it takes off.
See if this works, for crying out loud. We're talking about Magnolia, ladies and gentlemen, our restaurant of the week. Where did the name Magnolia come from?
That is, whenever I name a place, my husband and I write down about 50 names we like.
Mm-hmm.
And then we start looking at logos for the top five, and we both agreed on Magnolia. It's like naming a child. I mean, you both have to really agree on it. And we were doing a lot of the comfort foods and healthy foods at the same time. And we thought it was a lovely name. And the logo turned out really pretty for us. And we just both agreed on it.
Very nice. All right. Chef Nico, you have been now at Magnolia how long?
It's been almost a year.
Oh, is that a long? Wow. And what did you bring to Magnolia that might have been a bit different?
Well, I brought in my absolute commitment to the freshest ingredient, everything made from scratch. We moved towards all fresh fish, cut in-house every day. We moved to all, you know, localize the produce a little bit more, and just a little bit simple, aesthetic, and delicious is, mm-hmm, you know, usually my motto.
Yeah, and this is one of those things that is all over the metro, this whole farm-to-table opportunity. Are you utilizing some local people then, huh?
As much as possible.
Yeah.
We try to keep it local. Iowa has some absolutely beautiful products. We've been doing business with, right now we have a Barramundi special. It's a sea bass farmed right here in Iowa. We try to use the local porks. We have Iowa premium beef.
Got it. And that is such a trend all over the place. Now, before we get too far into this, Nico, share with the people a little bit about you. You ain't from around here, as they say.
No, that's very true. I grew up in the northeast part of France, which is where I get a lot of my culinary background from. Did my schooling and all my apprenticeships in some very nice restaurants in Atlanta. Got a little bit of southern influence there, and you know, moved to the Midwest. I did grow up partly in the Midwest in Indianapolis,
right,
and then came to Des Moines, which is very reminiscent of that.
And you are obviously fluent in the French language.
Yes.
Yeah, very nice. And so here we are at Magnolia with this kind of a Southern theme, kind of a tea room, kind of a it was designed, I think, by women for women, and it really does carry that over. I've been in your place probably, I'm there maybe 3 or 4 times a month, and I can be one of maybe 20% of the men that are there. Is that about right, Ann?
Well, it tells me that you're very comfortable, you know, with your masculinity. Because
and my femininity as well. <yeah. laughs>
Because it is a great date night. And I would say that, you know, 70% of our customers are females. We do a ton of bridal showers. We do a lot of baby showers. We're a great place to host birthday parties, that sort of thing. But the men that come in do love it.
And yeah. And here's why. Let me just tell you why. Because there are no interruptions. There are no distractions. You can sit and have a meaningful conversation with somebody as long as you keep your cell phone out of your face and really get into the evening and the reason that you're there, the meeting or whatever it happens to be. So you don't have those distractions.
I'm so glad you said that because that's what I always say. Yeah. If you're going to go out to dinner on a date, you should look at each other and talk to each other and not have a TV in the background. And, you know, that's fine for certain things. But if you're on an anniversary or something like that, you should enjoy each other and have great service and a
totally agree.
Great atmosphere and great food.
Totally agree. And it is. And not to be left out. By the way, Chef Nico, we were there the other day. I had a little business meeting after the broadcast. And Laura Kennard, who does the a business networking and social media program here with us every Monday. So we stopped in and we said, well, don't want to eat anything really large. And then so we made the error, Anne, of saying, oh, let's have these fries. These what are they called?
The truffle fries?
The truffle fries. Oh, my gosh. Not only was it a big old bowl of fries, but those things were delicious.
I made the mistake of telling my wife I wanted to change them, and that was almost a case of marital strife.
I was going to say, don't ever do that. How did you do that? I mean, that's first of all, the fries themselves are delicious, but then you put some stuff on it? What do you put on there?
We use very high-quality truffle oil at the beginning and also a very good imported Parmesan cheese.
Oh.
And then the real secret is in the truffle mayonnaise that goes with it.
Is that right? Ah, okay. Where do these ideas for food come from, Anne?
Well, you know, like you said, Chef Nico has such a, you know, great background on all this stuff. So I usually, when we open a place, start a menu, you know, we'll have probably 4 or 5 chefs in there all testing the same dish.
Okay.
And then we take something that we love from this dish and maybe we like this from another chef and we put it all together and then do the final product. You know, there's a lot of things that I like to put on menus that you wouldn't necessarily make at home.
Like beets.
Beets is one of those things. I love to order them when I'm out at a nice restaurant, but it's not something that I'm going to go and...
Pickled beets, boiled beets, cut beets, fresh beets. What kind of beets are we talking about?
Roasted beets.
Oh, roasted.
You know, like we have our roasted beet salad, which is very popular. I like to have a nice choice on the menu. If you want a hamburger, have a hamburger. If you want a prime rib sandwich, have that. But I also have a salmon salad that's my number one seller.
Mm.
Because, you know, it's a little bit of variety for all the different kinds of people that come in there. And, you know, whether you're being healthy that day or you're being unhealthy that day, there's a choice.
That's the owner, Ann Baldwin, ladies and gentlemen, talking about Magnolia. She and her husband have opened up a number of places here in the greater Des Moines metro. How different are your places from one to another?
Some of them are very different. Magnolia is very different from something I was comfortable with coming from the bar background.
Mm-hmm.
We've been in the bar business for 20 years now. And then we, you know, then you slowly get into food. And I might slowly get into the bar with food.
But the nice thing about a place like Magnolia, nobody's there until 2 o'clock in the morning.
Yes.
Isn't that great?
That is great. That is great. You are in the intense heat of the moment for a certain period of time, and then you can take a break. Right. That is true.
Chef Nico, when you change menus, how often do you do that?
We try to keep it seasonal. We had a dinner menu change about 3 or 4 months ago. Mm-hmm. We just debuted a new brunch menu a few weeks back, which involves both lunch and breakfast items. We added something like, I call it scallop Benedict, where we do bacon wraps, seared scallops with hollandaise sauce and a poached egg. We're doing a completely different menu for New Year's Eve. It's a bit like a pre-fee, but you can order a la carte. That's where that roasted beet salad she was describing is going to debut. And we run features all the time and get feedback from the guests. And that's what we decide to put on the next version of the menu, the things that work, things that people really like.
And one of the nice things, I think, about Magnolia is you've got a couple of places where you can have people gather together in a private location. There's an upstairs that I've been to a couple of times. And then you have a small, very intimate room off to the side, correct?
That is correct. We have this mezzanine that holds 50 people. My girlfriends just had their Christmas party there, a lot of work parties, bridal showers, baby showers. And then we have our private dining room, doors close. It's nice and quiet in there, and it's 25 people.
Yeah. And by the way, and so you know, it's right there.
Yes.
Right beyond that door, that wall right there. We have, from time to time, Nico, we have consider just cutting a hole here, you know, so that the extra dry, dirty martini can pass right through. That would be delicious. Do you listen, Anne and Chef Nico, do you listen to customers? I mean, as far as if they come in and they say, hey, I was in Atlanta recently and I saw this thing. Is this something you guys can do? Do you ever get that from patrons?
We do, absolutely. Had a lady, very well-traveled, has a very solid knowledge of gastronomy and good food, and she was saying, you know, I love Osobuco, but there's very few places. It's a braised shank, usually veal. You can also do lamb. It's very delicious. Fall off the bone tender. It's like, well, is there any way we can do that? And I said, I absolutely love Osobuco. I've done it my entire life, and that's going to be on the New Year's menu as well, just to see the response from other people.
Now, when you say you came from northeast France, give us a town, Alsace or?
It's a small town called Erstein.
Erstein.
It is in the province of the surroundings of Strasbourg, which is a very historic city in the northeast in Alsace.
And that, interestingly enough, so that has a lot of German influence in it as well, huh?
It does, and it's a little bit similar to Iowa, really. It's farm country. We grow a lot of corn. We raise a lot of pigs. So there's a lot of similarities.
You know, maybe you should cook up some kind of a tour. Yeah, wouldn't that be fun? You could take a whole plane full of folks over there and include them in that. It would be the Magnolia Wine Tour, and I'm working with you on this. You know,
I mean, we are a wine kitchen, and it is on the wine map of France, where you just follow all these vineyards. And
I'm telling you, yeah, we could get that thing going. I'm sure. And what's next? Do you think for Magnolia? What are you looking forward to in 2018?
Well, I would like to start doing more. They do outside patio yoga.
Yes. And what?
Yes, like where they have a yoga instructor come out and then you could do more wine tastings. I'd like to do more
outdoor
things.
Patio yoga with wine. Where like this.
You bring your mats, you move the furniture. I also would like to make an opening in the restaurant that goes right out into the patio. That would be a nice goal for me to do in 2018 also.
And that's going to take a little work, isn't it?
That would take a little bit of work.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh. But you do have a neat patio out there. And one of the best views, I think, in all of Des Moines. You look out over the Sculpture Park, and that those windows are so big, and you can sit right there and see people, and people can see in. How much of that is important, that curb appeal, Anne?
I think it's very important, and we were just talking about this earlier. Those big, comfy seats right by the windows. It is beautiful in the summer. The patio is beautiful when there's, you know, people playing in the park, walking through the sculpture park. It is a wonderful location. It's a beautiful place to watch the snowfall, though we haven't had it yet this year.
But, it's coming.
I mean, it is. It's a romantic sort of feeling when you get in there and you're sitting at those windows.
Yeah, it is a beautiful place, and if you have the opportunity, you really need to take it in. It is called Magnolia. It happens to be our restaurant of the week. Thanks so much for coming in. Good to have you here, both of you.
Thank you.
It's been a pleasure.
Good to see you again, Chef, and we'll no doubt see you before the new year comes about.
Look forward to it.
All right, my friend. All right, we've got to clear on out of here. Why? Well, it is a Friday, and that means we need to take a look at what happened today on Wall Street for the week. What did the stock market do today? We will share it all when we come back on this, the Friday edition of the Business News Hour. I told you so.